The World, the Flesh, and the Bishop. Written by Elizabeth Aston and read by Dawn Murphy.
Prologue. Where was this? Quinta rubbed at the window. The coach was standing in a bay with its engine off. Two tired-looking men in uniform stood talking under an advertisement, urging readers to keep up with the times. A cigarette glowed briefly in the dark. Quinta yawned and stretched to ease her back. She looked at her watch. 11:45. They weren't in Scotland. That was hours away yet. She went to the front of the coach and stood in the door, shivering slightly. The northern air was cool. She was used to southern warmth. One of the uniformed men looked towards her. "Where are we?" she asked.
"Ayot," said the man. "Didn't you notice the cathedral when we crossed the bridge? All lit up. Didn't think anyone had to ask where this was. Everybody knows the cathedral."
"Ayot," thought Quinta. "It might be a good idea." If they traced her to the bus station and found she'd booked for Scotland, then they wouldn't bother to search for her south of the border. "I don't care about cathedrals," she said. "Can I get my luggage out?"
"Your tickets for Edinburgh."
Grumbling faintly, the driver bent to open the luggage hold at the side of the coach. "I'm not feeling very well. I'll go on in the morning."
The other man glanced at her. "You look poorly. Get yourself a good night's sleep somewhere. You can use that ticket tomorrow, no problem. I'll stamp it for you. There."
She'd be all right. Neat clothes, good luggage, not on drugs, no seedy boyfriend in tow.
"Expecting," said the driver laconically, as Quinta walked slowly away, one shoulder humped up against the weight of her bag. "You think so? Poor kid. Doesn't look old enough." "You can always tell." "I can, anyway. Margaret used to look like that early on." "She'll be okay, that one. She's the sort who's got family. You can see." 10:50, Mick. On your way."
Quinta blinked as she came out of the gloom of the bus station and into the light streaming from the floodlights around the cathedral, which was visible above the rooftops. She set off towards the lights. There were always bed and breakfast places near tourist attractions. Her heels clattered on the cobbles of the narrow lane that seemed to run in the right direction. "School shoes," thought Quinta. "Sensible shoes with reinforced heels, click-clack up and down the polished wooden floors." The lane led to Cathedral Green. Quinta stopped and lowered her bag to the ground. Her eyes were drawn up to the soaring buttresses, the mass of the choir and the spire. The windows of the nave glowed eerily under the floodlights.
"Hello, God," said Quinta. "Remember me?"
Tears trickled down beside her nose, and she brushed them angrily away with the back of her hand.
"I don't think God's at home," said a voice behind her.
Quinta turned swiftly round. A tall, thin girl stood there, dark brown hair framing a bony but amiable face. Quinta flushed.
"I was just being silly," she said.
"I know," said the girl. "It gets you, that place, doesn't it? Smack in the solar plexus. You okay? You don't look it." Quinta pulled out a neat white handkerchief, name taped in blue capital letters, with surname followed by initials, not more than two, and also the girl's school number,